Super Cell, Super Jordan, Google either of these guys, you will be so upset. Seriously, don't look into their history with women.
Gay, gay, gay.
Off the record, of course.
Ooh, you know me, dude. Being gay.
Hee hee, dude. You know, like, yeah, we have a journalistic integrity and all, but a girl's got to have her secrets.
Yeah,
nice, dude. You had quite an eventful week.
I did.
Nice. Dude, you got a haircut?
I did, dude, at the Sopranos barbershop.
Nice.
It's real.
It's real,
it's
dude.
On my street.
They're like, what are you doing? What kind of cut do you want?
Hispanic owned.
Yikes, dude. Hey, yeah, man, we like Tony Soprano.
Soprano, man, Christopher, he do that horse, man.
Hey, Christopher, man, like, he beat his wife, but, like, man, sometimes you gotta, like, you know.
She don't know respect, man.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta, like, be quiet, man. That yeah. One guy, man, he will go to, like, the gay bar in New Jersey, man, and I think they fuck him in the ass.
We should kill him, man. That was the way we would do it,
yeah,
too.
We got to kill him, man. Dude, let's just do the whole episode. It's like in our the Mexican Sopranos. Woke up this morning.
Went back to sleep. No.
It's like a fucking shot in slow motion of just, like, everyone hanging outside of a fucking Home Depot. Damn, dude.
Drinking coffee. <Yeah. laughs> A cop pulls up, they all run. Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. That is rocks. And as you know, racism very much back on the menu. Thank you, dude. D. Trump.
Yeah,
dude.
It happened.
Damn, dude, isn't that crazy? Last time we had an election, or last time we had a podcast, we didn't know who was going to win the election.
Nope.
It was up in the air. It could have been anyone.
Yeah, we did kind of call it, though.
You did. I was like, man, I got like fucking swept up in like the libtard motion of it all.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh well yeah, you have a girlfriend. So she's gonna be like, You want my pussy to get ripped up? No, I don't think Kelly did that, but that is what a lot of people were doing on the internet.
They really do think it's the end times.
Dude, I've never seen it was almost as polarizing as when they announced Kamala Harris as a shift the liberals made of from like, I can't believe we've elected a man who is, you know, can't even think a coherent thought to, oh, democracy is saved in like one day. And it went from like, guys, you got to get out there and vote. No matter what you do, I don't care who you vote for, go out and vote. And then when Donald Trump won, they were like, guys, hide the Mexicans, hide your trans friends. You know what? Hide the blacks, too, because for all we know, they're going to get put on the trains with them. It's I'm not exaggerating either. Anyone
You're
not listening?
Exaggerating?
I'm not. Well, no, that's what people are saying.
Yikes. Do you think that's going to happen?
Not at all, dude.
I'll tell you what they got. I'll tell you what's got to happen first and foremost, dude. SNL has got to find a better actor to play Donald Trump, because if we have 4 years of the current guy, yikes.
You don't think they're just going to get Shane?
That would be fucking tight.
That would be cool.
I don't think they would, though. No. It's too unsafe.
I think so.
It sets a dangerous precedent because, like, you know, Shane's, like, mixed up with, like, you know,
oh yeah,
alt-right, alt-canceled comedians.
He did podcasts with people who had Trump on their podcast.
If they have him on, then people are going to be like, oh, so all is forgiven and it's okay. It excuses what he says. It's like, it's not. He's pushing a Now, anytime like somebody doesn't like a comedian, they can say they're pushing a dangerous agenda.
I know.
That's why they shut down Yes Offense, dude. That's
no,
why
I
it's
know,
like,
dude,
it's completely like fucking blacklisted from the internet. I tried to look it up, and it's like completely like purged.
No, it's too
what
hard.
Happened, dude? It's all
the
gone.
The channel's still pushing out Super Celly Joe's videos. So.
Well, we got new. We got Super Celly. We got a brand new. We got more theme songs coming up too.
Oh, really?
Are you
told
nervous?
Dane? I mean,
I just got some. You know what? In fact, this episode's theme song, brand new. Follow Dane Rothenberg at Cool Guy Dane on Instagram.
Yeah. Usually when you ask me, I'm nervous. It's a bit. But I am nervous
about what?
Whatever Dane says, because sometimes I'm like, you know, it's funny.
Are you worried about shit? Are you worried about losing your job or something?
No, not like that. It's just like anybody who could listen could message me and be like, do you actually have herpes? And I'll be like, no, I don't have herpes. And then I have to go get a test and show the girl or many girls I'm dating that I don't have herpes. But I don't want to go get a test because I actually might have herpes and it's just, you know, dormant.
Oh, yeah, Schrodinger's herpes.
Schrodinger's herpes. But, yeah, no herpes still.
Well, while you're untested, You both have herpes and don't have herpes.
Right. You're right. It is exactly that. It's if I don't. Right. If no one calls me and I don't have to, and nothing pops up, we're
good.
You're good. 100%, brother.
But I don't know.
Something could happen.
Who gives a shit, baby? It's all
yeah, it's not my dude. It's really like, you know,
your body, your choice.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
everyone's body, everyone's choice.
But yeah, man,
did you hear how they fucking killed that guy?
Which guy?
The guy who said, "Your body, my choice, forever."
Oh,
he's like this little like alt-right. It's like
Nick,
it's crazy.
Nick Fuentes or whatever.
Yeah, whatever his name is. It's like I look it up. Nick. He's born in like 1998, dude.
Yeah, he's a young boy.
It's wild that young people have that kind of mindset, man. I really thought like
they didn't kill him though, did they?
They did.
No, they
did. No, they fucking did, dude.
No, they didn't.
No, he's dead.
No, he's not.
Look it up, dude.
Nick Fuentes is dead.
He's dead.
You're just saying, you always say people died, and then
no,
I look it up.
But I really, 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 really mean it this time. He died, Sally.
No.
He's dead.
He's accused of attacking a woman outside of his home.
Well, you have a right to defend your home.
Yeah.
So I'm torn. What was she doing there? Was she coming to say how cool
she
he
doxed,
was?
Oh, she doxed him and went to his house, and then... Yeah. She says she has assaulted her, but I've not watched the video. But
he didn't. If like she comes to his house,
she does come to his house and is like, "Excuse me, give her," doing like crazy that shit. Jesus Christ, it's like it's not. Does he have like the alien from Star Trek living in his ear or something?
Dude.
Like, what's going on with you, buddy?
He just needs a bath. Get a bath.
Yeah, but if I hate when people do the thing of doxing. And then people show up and are like, they do that crazy shit of like knocking on your door and sticking a camera in your face, and they don't expect you to like attack them.
You ever get
something.
Swatted?
No, thank God.
Thank Christ for that.
I mean, in real, actually, well, not swatted. I've had the cops raid my old place.
But you're
but
a drug dealer, so you deserved it. You had it coming to you.
How it is, dude? They licked the pan and were like, "Oh, you're fucked!" Like,
yeah, and like you were like you're fucking dropping stuff in the toilet. Like, come on, come on!
Yeah, and my hot girlfriend,
yeah,
hot Jewish girlfriend.
Yeah, you were like, hide this in your pussy,
dude. I always that part of the movie always got me because I was like, that's where they're gonna search her,
right.
Like a gun. In the underwear,
yeah,
is like
they
search you there.
Oh, the first thing if I was a cop, the first thing I'd do is inspect a woman's pussy every time. Like, man, please spread your legs.
You got to.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like cartel related, you definitely have to.
Yeah.
Because they're definitely body packing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe I make sure it's not hidden deep by making you squirt.
Yeah.
And then that, can you imagine, like, I'm fucking fingering a woman, and she's like, oh, and then she squirts, and she squirts so deeply, that little bag of cocaine just comes, like, fucking flying out.
And you're just, like, stone-faced the whole time. You're like, justice.
Yeah, fucking little fucking bag of coke fucking flies out, sticks to the wall, slides down.
It just glistens on your baby.
I start reading her the Miranda rights. You have the right to an attorney. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
You're taking no pleasure in this at all. Everyone's like, Joe, you've gone too far. You're like, I know what I'm doing. Uh-huh. They're like, he's assaulted this woman. And then it comes out. And they're like, he's the best damn cop we've got.
I'm there you a go. Cop.
Yeah, I would be the I would be a fun cop.
No, you
which
wouldn't.
Is
dude, you'd be so fucking corrupt, dude.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean, though. I'd be a fun corrupt cop.
You'd fuck prostitutes and shit. Yeah. You'd pull over a fucking teenage girl you're like, oh, your license. You know, you shouldn't be out after dark without supervision. And she's like, I'm really sorry, Officer Tomaselli. And it's like, well, now. I'll escort you home, little lady, but I'm going to have to tell your parents. You'll be like, oh my God, no, please don't tell my parents. I'll do anything. And you're like, anything? And then you unbuckle your belt and unzip your pants. And welcome to Super Selly Joe's, everyone. Brand new episode, starting it off fresh. I'm Joe Gorman. Joining me, as always, my dear friend and supervisor, Alexander Tomaselli. What's up, man? How are we doing?
I'm good, dude.
That was a good intro. It's like, man, it's like, that's what we should, we got to keep doing that. Teasing the intro, dude.
I'll do it.
Letting them know eventually. And you know what? That's why I was teasing everyone, getting their cocks as hard as humanly possible, telling a story of Selly erotica.
That's me, dude.
A staple here at Super
Apparently,
Selly
and it's always got to be
Well, you're always finding yourself in sexual misadventures.
I am, but with of age women.
No, not always.
Yes, always.
Never, dude. Remember when you were like, that was one crazy elementary school, man. You're goofy, dude. You're fucking crazy, man. Jeez. What's up, man, dude? Like, you've been living life?
I am, dude. I'm out there. I'm walking a lot. I'm chilling.
Getting your steps in?
Dude, too many, honestly. I've been eating a lot of bad food, which
bad
is fun.
Bad food?
Like, food I shouldn't eat. Today I had bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant.
That's a staple in New York culture.
Donut from Donut Pub, and then a slice of pepperoni, dude.
There's nothing nutritious in any of that.
It's disgusting.
That's so funny.
Oh, and an apple and a banana.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah. You have to keep the juices flowing.
Yeah, I got to make sure when I shit, it doesn't make me bleed too bad.
Yeah.
There's a little something lubing up.
Yeah, it's going to be tough coming out.
Dude, as an that's the my struggle.
As
like,
an
Mein
adult?
Kampf, yeah, is
yeah,
mine.
Your shit?
Is being like, I need to eat something green or it's bad.
It's going to hurt when I shit.
Yeah. Because, dude, I mean, have you ever had a hemorrhoid?
Never.
Never?
Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Is that why
I've had them and you haven't? That is insane.
Yeah, dude, I don't the, need
him. We both look. If what
it
you
looks
had
like
to
the
ask,
opposite, dude.
Yeah, you were like,
it's
which
the
one are you?
Opposite,
which
dude.
One of you have gone to the doctor for hemorrhoids? They'd hemorrhoid. Be like,
you never getting a fiber,
dude. I've famously not famous, just a famous a story yeah. I've always remembered is I was hanging out with this girl.
Yeah.
3 days into like staying at her place, uh-huh. Just having a good time, and we were out to dinner. On like day three, and I was eating, and she goes, "You don't eat vegetables, do you?" And I go, "I eat vegetables sometimes." And she goes, "We've been together for 3 days. You haven't eaten one vegetable. I've counted everything you've eaten." And I was like, and it really put my life into perspective where I was like, I really don't eat vegetables like
yeah.
consistently.
She's so. Been like, "I eat pussy though." I then like wink at her. I then like might have take been. A little sip of the white wine you're probably drinking. At dinner?
Yeah.
Huh?
But, yeah, dude, now I get broccoli on the reg. And
ooh. And I eat whatever Kelly makes.
Yeah, well, you got a lady,
I'm
dude.
A made man,
yeah.
dude. I'm the richest man in New York.
You can eat as much broccoli as you want, too, and nothing will happen except you might fart more. Yeah. And that.
Just do a little oatmeal in the morning.
I don't like oatmeal. We've talked about this.
Your dad would make it in
a
trauma.
On a snow day.
Yeah.
What a fucking faggot, dude.
It's like, you're with daddy, dude.
Fuck my dad. I love him, but damn. Uh-huh.
Mm. What's wrong?
Nothing, dude. Well, you haven't finished The Penguin, bro.
I haven't, dude.
I want to tell the people what I think.
Have you
I
been watching? Have you watched all of it?
All of it. It's the best show.
I've been falling behind, my dog.
Got released this... Besides Shogun, it might... Wait, is this year?
I started both those shows
yeah,
and I haven't
just,
finished them.
You just stopped them. And they're the best
like,
shows of the year.
I don't want to watch shows. I want to play fucking Fortnite. I want to smoke weed. And if I'm going to watch something, I'm going to watch... YouTube videos of women trying on bikinis and lingerie for their reviews.
Dude,
you ever do that?
No, but you know who did?
Type in 18-year-old panty review. That's all I do. That's all my algorithm is now. And like they greet me and they're like, "Oh, hi, Okazama, Joey-chan."
I used to watch, I told you this, I've told
you. Hentai?
No. I used to watch a man who's mentally challenged.
Retarded.
Yes. And he would be like, "I'll show you this YouTube thing," and we'd go on his YouTube, mm-hmm. and his YouTube, when you go into his homepage, was just that stuff. And he'd be like, don't look at that, that's just, he'd like go to the search bar quick, he'd be like, don't look, and I'd be like, this is where he couldn't find, he didn't know how to type in like
Pornhub.
Real
porn. Yeah.
He would just type in naked girl on YouTube, and that's what would show up.
You know, but there's something like, there's sometimes like it's a little bit fun to try to find like... a titty on YouTube because it's
yeah.
like more well earned.
Yeah.
You know?
I've typed in porn stars on YouTube and that's always interesting because they do like podcasts and stuff.
Yeah,
and
but who gives a fuck what
they
have
to say?
No,
I know. It's just like some of them you're like, oh, it's a podcast or like a hidden
don't,
porn.
Don't forget our arch rival podcast, Plug Talk.
Oh, yeah. Or it's them like, they're like, I'm making a souffle. And you're like, what? You cook, bitch?
Would you ever do an OnlyFans collaboration?
You mean like I'm having sex on OnlyFans?
I get welcomed on? Like an OnlyFans star like was like, would you want to be on, would
sure.
you like create content?
Do I have to like show my face?
No.
He says
you would have to have your face.
100%, yes.
So you're just like randomly having your dick sucked by a man on
Oh, OnlyFans. Man! Why was it
I
a man?
Said his name.
You
I
stuck that in?
I said an OnlyFans creator.
No, it's not a man. I don't want
it's
a man.
Man
no,
dude.
It's a man. No!
Why not? But like, you just get your dick sucked.
It's not gonna work, dude.
All right, what if like it was a game show where you had to put your dick through a glory hole, and there's like a 75% chance it's a beautiful woman.
Dude, I couldn't. I don't know. No, because your brain would. Your brain, there's nothing your brain could do, dude. You'd be like through it, and you'd be like, because you'd have to. That's the conundrum. Because you'd either have to be accepting of it, which, and be like, I don't care what happens. I'm just going to let my dick make my bad decision. Mm-hmm. But if you're like me, you'd probably just sit there and be like, I don't know what this is, and I don't want to do this. And then
so
your
if
dick
you don't,
just
if you don't,
quivers.
If you don't do it and it's a man, you win. But if you don't do it and it's a woman, you automatically lose. Now, here's the thing. If you choose to get your cock sucked, for every 10 seconds you last, you get $1,000.
Oh, this is good. This is. I'm surprised this isn't.
So here's the thing.
Would you bring this to Japan?
They welcome to cocksucker 500.
They do the karaoke jack off.
Yeah.
This is actually genius because you don't show the blowjob. You just show afterwards who gave the blowjob.
Why is it in every dystopian future? It's like the only way to keep people. Satiated is like to have like a arena hunting, like a fight to the death. Yeah. It's like,
Running
yo, why
Man.
Don't we just make porn a little more accessible? Yeah. You know,
for real.
It's like, oh, look, this teacher has to fucking fuck this lawyer.
Exactly.
It's like they have to fucking pull two people out. It's like you gotta fuck in front of us. Everyone
you
just
gotta
watched
fuck a Chinese guy. Yeah. That's great. I like
a
that.
A woman has to have sex with a black guy, a Mexican. A conjoint twin!
Yeah, exactly,
it's like,
dude.
It's like shit like that.
That
Damn.
Would be sick, dude.
The
I
horny
like
games.
Yes. There it is, dude.
Holy
That's,
shit,
well,
Sally. We're like, you know what I did? The trick is, you come in sober, I get high all day.
I'm a little high, but...
No, you're not, dude. Stop trying to act cool on the fucking podcast. I'm a little bit high. I got a podcast.
I do smoke weed when I'm out and about all day.
Oh, yeah, when you're
different.
Out and about doing what?
But then I walk it off.
I smoke weed inside like I'm Golem in the shadows.
Yes. Yeah. It's like Sting. She's your bowl. It's like... Yeah. Shh. But
My
he
precious.
Wouldn't hold... Oh, yeah, it's the ring. You wouldn't hold Sting if you were Golem. You'd be afraid of it.
Oh yeah, because it glows. Well, it does because it glows around. It glows around
the orcs.
Goblins,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
it
covered.
Doesn't. It doesn't glow around Gollum because Sméagol is
no.
Gollum is still a hobbit, just deformed and
right.
aged.
That's true.
Welcome back to Lord of the Rings.
Dude.
We could do that on like if we ever start making money. We just do like a Lord of the Rings extended edition watch along.
Oh,
you like that shit?
Of course, dude.
You don't
kidding
like
me?
That shit, you fucking
what?
Faker, dude. You're such like a fair weather nerd like Patton Oswalt.
Oh, bullshit.
Or the Big
dude.
Bang Theory guys. You probably think Big Bang Theory is like a fucking great show.
No, dude. I made the axe throwing bar. They had it on. I made them turn it off.
Yeah, did you throw an axe through the TV?
I thought about it.
And you say, turn that shit off.
I said, if you show this fake nerd, that one nerd in it, the like one who dates Kaylee Coco, the one with the glasses.
Yeah, John Galecki.
He is not, like in real life, you're like, this is one of those, like he's a handsome man.
Yeah.
Get this fucking queef out of my face.
It's nerd face. It's black face of nerd.
I don't like it, dude.
You hate it, dude.
I do.
Because you were like a nerd outsider pariah in high school. You were an outsider.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying like I wasn't a full-blown nerd in high school.
You're an incel.
I definitely.
But
like,
but
nice
like, here's
incel.
The thing. If you were, I feel like only, I
not
feel,
really an incel though. Like.
I think it's only like, this is like an estimate, and maybe this is because like I was an incel until I was 19.
I could have been an incel for real, but I wasn't like a.
You
like,
were definitely an incel.
Not an.
You were definitely an. You're the way you act about your mindset towards women, the fact that you're an only child, that you're in your 30s and still have Spider-Man actively appear on your wardrobe. You're an incel, baby.
Okay, fine, but I'm not like a real incel. Like I'm not an actual.
No,
I'm not like a 4chan. Like I'm not at like the only time I was.
There's shades of incel.
Right, I was about to say. I'd say first degree incel, not basement dwelling, no female contact incel.
Outsider incel.
Or the one who's like, they women don't, like, I'm not, you definitely know me as not like
those
women.
Those are tarred cells.
Yeah, who are the ones? All right,
so here's the.
Like, back in the day,
layer.
Women were like this. And you're like, the fuck?
Okay, so like, there's outsider.
Yeah.
There's outsider, and that's just like, you're kind of just like weird. And that's probably like where you were.
Okay, I'll all take right? it.
And then there's like gamer cell, you know? And those guys are like a little more introverted. Like me and Ryan Skaggley. That's where we fall.
Okay.
Where it's like we really come to life in the video game arena.
Right, right, right.
But IRL, we're a little more reserved. You know how I'm so fucking... I'm what you call a fucking wallflower in the real life. You know me, Sully.
Yeah.
But when I hit that stage, baby...
It's true.
The razzle and dazzle takes over. All right. So, outsider, and then there's gamer. And then there's tard cell.
Yeah.
Where you're just like a little bit on the autistic, retarded spectrum.
Right.
But you're not fully at the, not enough, not so much. You know what? Because I was in high school in like the early 2000s and I didn't really have autism like completely diagnosed.
Right.
So you're just like, what a fucking like retard, but not a retard.
Right.
So you couldn't really say it. You couldn't really point it out.
Right, you stared down when you walked through the hall.
Right, yeah. And it's like, oh, this fucking freak.
Yeah.
You didn't understand. But you didn't, you just, it's because you didn't understand.
Right.
You know?
Ponytail or something.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Fuck,
yeah,
dude. That's so funny.
Yeah,
yeah,
ponytail.
I immediately thought of like this one retard.
Open D&D
fucking,
addict. Like someone who has the D&D book with their binder. And you're like, bro, it's cool. Like, you can like that, just don't carry it around.
Some weird metal shirt.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The fucking Megadeth with the shark nuclear.
Anything with, like, crazy fucking text, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
Okay. And then who's under that? The real, like I want to shoot up a school incel. Yeah.
And then, like, the cool guy
who hates, like, for real hates women.
Yeah.
Like, one who's like, I... Like, because I've had friends who are like,
those are called future cops.
Yeah, the ones
those
who
are future
cops. They're like, back in the day, like when my dad,
daddy always said, people are a little touched in the head.
Yeah, women these days, you know, they don't want to be wives. They want to be sluts. And you're like, well, we need sluts.
It's like,
I'm sorry,
do you want to be a fucking,
you
want to give a, you don't want to just fucking bang all the time, consequence free?
You know, like, I understand, like...
It's like, damn, who gives a fuck? It's like, well, we should definitely have abortions, because it's fucking, if anything, like, it's cool to kill a baby, dude. And I bet it feels fucking good, dude.
Mm. Just watch the
vacuum. Like, you know, like,
watch that little bloop go through the vacuum.
You know when, like, you're constipated and you finally, like, take a fucking big shit? Like, you know this, Sully, you know? You know when you eat, that one piece of broccoli and you're like, oh, man, the engines are lubed, activate, you know? Ground control to Major Tom. It's exactly like that. One in the same, Alexander. One in the same.
Wait, what was that? Abortion. What was the thing right before that?
About what? When we were talking about women's rights?
Oh,
having sex, being a whore.
No, because like the sex, being a slut. It's like when I was younger, I was like, where are the sluts? Like, I can't find any sluts. But I wasn't mad people were slutty. I was mad I wasn't friends with the sluts. Like, I couldn't get indulge with the sluts. And then once I did, I finally figured it out, and I understand why. Yeah. I understand why people are mad, but you also have to, like, I don't know, lower your standards and just go out for it.
I remember in the wise words of my old friend Dean Arms, RIP, he said, a slut will sleep with everybody, but a bitch will sleep with everybody but you.
Got him. I like that, dude.
That was a good one.
That's funny. And then, yeah, dude, it's, I don't know, once you can start slutting it up and you notice the sluttiness in life,
do you really want a slut, though?
No, dude. That's the thing. You
can have fun with a slut.
Right. You can have fun with a slut, or you find a girl who's like, I'm hanging it up. You know what I mean? But that's rare.
A recovered slut.
Yeah. I met a few like that, but.
Yeah. Were they nuns?
Mm-mm. No, like girls who were like, I'm trying to be more. I'm looking for a relationship. Yeah. And you're like,
just like, shut up.
Yeah.
All right. I should have banged you back then.
Yeah, dude. Right. No.
I wish I got a time machine.
But I think everyone really should, you know, it depends on where you're raised, how you're raised. I think everyone should try to have a slutty stage and try to get...
That's what college is for.
Yeah. Or New York City.
All right, we get it. You can't go to college, so you can go to New York.
Yeah, and there's a lot of... All the races are out here, too, so you can...
Well, you know, you need, like, three major races.
This is true.
One Asian, one black, and one white. And then everything else
is Hispanic.
Like, could mix it in, dude. You've had sex. You know what? Take your experiences with the black and the
Asian
and
combine
them. Yeah, mix it in. A dash of the charm of the white person, and there you go, dude. It's all eugenics, baby.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with a black woman?
No, we've talked. Still no.
It's been weeks, Sully.
Folks,
if you're a black woman
or
know a black woman who will have sex with Alexander Tomaselli, please... Email him at sillyselly@gmail.com. Is that your real email address?
No, it's close. Actually, I have one. It actually
silly,
might be.
Sillyselly, Alexander Comedy at
gmail.com. Just look me up on Instagram and find me.
Sillyselly at, yeah, have sex. It'll be really funny.
I totally would. I just haven't. And I'm sort of like, you know.
That would be so cool to go on a double date with you and a black woman.
That would that would light Instagram on fire.
Yeah, dude. And it's like, damn, dude, just a double date. Me and my beautiful white girlfriend and Sillyselly and his black girlfriend.
Yep, that's me. Just black girlfriend.
What?
I would, dude.
My beautiful Aryan
says that.
Queen and Sully's black gal. What's wrong with that?
Sherry Soprani said that. She said, she said, I think if you end up with a black girl, you'll be happy because I can't date the white girls who won't stand by my side when I say something crazy.
You don't stand by you're just like, you just haven't mentally broken them down enough.
That is true.
You know what? I hate that people are going to like clearly like take what is a joke but also a true fact out of context and make it seem like I'm some kind of bad guy like saying that you should mentally break down a woman. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying the fact that he hasn't mentally broke down a woman is because they aren't standing by his side,
right.
Which is true.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying he shouldn't mentally break down a woman unless he wants her to stay by his side always and be a ride or die bitch.
True. The minor mental warfare I've done with women,
you don't know how to do it?
No, it's not that I don't know how. It's like it's not fun. I'm not that guy, but also it's like.
You like it.
It's not the way I'd want to do it. I like to yell and shout when I'm angry. But if I'm ever angry at a woman, all I do is ignore them, and that drives them insane. But it doesn't do anything for me.
Not if they know.
What?
Not if they know you're ignoring them.
No, right. You have to like you have to be like, yeah, we're cool. And the next time you see them, just don't even talk to them.
Whoa.
And then they're like, but I thought we were cool. But no, don't do that.
You're never cool with
a
woman.
That's the thing. I'm not like that.
You're never cool.
I'm the complete opposite.
Are you ever friends with an ex?
Yeah, yeah. I actually am friends with one of my exes right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not.
We're cool. Well, most
it's like I'm cool with them, but like I'm not like fucking. Hey, what's up?
Oh no! Like one of my
I'll
exes.
I'll be civil.
I was about to say we're not like friends, uh-huh. Where it's like I do like I finished that book right there,
yeah.
And my ex told me about that book, so I messaged her and said, "Hey, I finished Wool."
Yeah.
And she said, "Good." I said, "Is the second one good?" She said, "It's pretty good." I said, "Okay." And that was it.
Have a good life.
You know what I mean, though?
I still
but,
love you.
Is that friends?
Do you still love her?
She's a good person.
You love her.
I never really
that's
loved
why.
Her.
That's the only, you didn't message her
she's
to like.
The best, but.
You didn't message her to follow up on a book report. You messaged
I really
her
did.
To, you messaged her to fucking rekindle the flame. Get out of here, Sully. Nobody's like, oh, I read a book. It's like,
I
are
really
you in the,
did. I can
are
prove
you in the
it.
Fucking book it
I can
program?
Prove
Do you
it.
Want a personal pan pizza for that?
Prove
Get
it.
Out of here.
I can
dude.
Prove I did.
Yeah, right, dude.
I can.
You still love her, you. And you're just
I'll
like.
I'll show you the text.
I don't care, dude. You know what? Screenshot it, send it to me, and I'll post it here for everyone to see. Let you be the judge.
I will.
Was Sully in love with this woman? Is he trying to rekindle it? You're already deleting stuff. You're
no,
moving
I'm
stuff
trying,
around.
It's, I have to do it where it's.
I'll block out the name, dude.
No,
don't
I have
worry.
To. You can put. It's, they know. Yeah, the world knows.
I read the book. I loved it.
Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna send it to you.
Yeah. I like this book. It was very good. It wasn't too long. It was just the right amount. I would recommend this book to people that want to read about an adventure. I give this book 5-star ratings.
Yep.
A. Tomaselli.
I give it 4 stars. It was all right. I wouldn't say like best friends, but I would be sad. I would be sad if she died.
What? Get out of here.
And then my other ex. If my other ex died, I'd have to stay off the internet for the day because I would be
devastated.
No, I'd have to like stop myself from being like, wow, does anyone notice the world seems like a better place today? Like
nice,
I would be
dude.
Like writing subliminal things where everyone who knew would be like, dude, this is not cool. You know
like,
what I mean?
Glad, like, I'm glad she's dead.
Yeah, it would eventually just end on that. With me like smoking a blunt, being like smoking on that
see you
fatty
in hell.
Comedy.
See you in hell, bitch.
Yes.
See you in hell when we're reunited in hell for my sins of not honoring my parents.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
You're on a first name basis with your dad, huh?
No, I don't call my dad as ew.
Really?
That'd be so gay.
Oh, I call my dad Brian all the time.
Well, you don't like your dad, though.
Well, yeah, it's like, I still call him bad dad.
If I call my dad Joe, he'd be like, what the hell's going on, man? Yeah. He'd be like confused. He'd be like, what are you doing?
Knock it off. I'm always like, Brian, what the hell are you doing?
My dad called me Alex, I think, 5 times in my life.
That's Alex!
Yeah, he calls me Alexander. He has never called me Alex.
Alexander.
Yeah, it's mad weird.
I'm done.
He's called me Alex so few that I've remembered the 5 times he's done it.
Nice. Was he disappointed every time?
No, it was like weird. I'd be like, why'd you do that? He was like, oh,
I had a senior moment.
Yeah, it's weird.
Are you worried about having a senior moment?
No, but I am worried about turning into my father, which is slowly, like just slowly happening in little things. Like, for example, there's this bakery I go to almost every Friday.
Making small talk.
Dude has the best cookies ever, and I keep fighting to not be like, no, I know every place says they have the best cookies ever, but I think you guys have the best. And just trying to build a rapport with this woman.
That guy fucking convo.
Dude, doing it. And yeah. I every time, dude, I feel it coming out and I go, don't do it. Just say hi.
Sully, fight it.
Just say hi. Say it's a good, say thank you for the cookie and leave. And I know they know who I am because I come in every the same time. But I don't know. I always want to build till they give me something free. They did that at Rudy's. And they're going to do it at the Pastry Box in Manhattan. It's on the Lower East Side in any East Village. Wait, it's on the East Village.
Oh, you're never getting anything free at the Lower East Side.
It's the East Village.
No.
It's a $5 cookie.
You're not getting anything for free, dude. Not there.
On my birthday,
no matter how
maybe?
Much small talk, dude. No, dude. Look at you. What the fucking? That's a boomer delusion.
Dude,
I'm nice. Shouldn't I get something?
Dude, someday. They did it at Rudy's.
For your birthday.
She's an older. It wasn't my birthday. She just knew I came in and couldn't wait the line. And then the next day I came in and there was no line. And she gave me an extra thing. It wasn't. Yeah, she gave me an extra thing on top of what I bought.
And a little hand job.
I wish. I told you the girl at Rudy's back in the day, she was hot. You can tell.
Oh, God.
She had makeup on at the at like a special thing they were doing.
Ooh,
and
makeup.
As an older woman, I was like, wow.
Wow, older woman.
Yeah. But imagine in like the 70s, hell, this girl's smoking hot. Bell bottoms.
Yeah, that's a real bummer age. What age will do to a woman?
Yeah, it's Jesus, dude.
Take her out of a prime.
Dude, they get bad. Especially our women, dude. The white women. We need to fix that. They
no,
need to
you're
start
a woman, dude. I have fucking
well, you're
beautiful
like Japanese
women from the Orient, dude.
They Japanese women are great.
Until like 60.
It's like.
And it's a hard switch.
It's a hard switch.
It's fucking awful.
I think they're figuring it out as well, though. Like, the ointment to put on their face.
Oh, plastic surgery.
Oh, dude. White women, dude, they look...
Damn, Asians would fucking kill it in plastic surgery.
Yeah.
That's a race that's meant for it.
Yeah, that is true. They do.
They are, like, the next step in evolution, I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, the way they move and shit. Humans are meant to be hairless. And what's more hairless than an Asian?
That is true. They also, like, they this is going to sound racist, but they have, like, ant-like formations when they... Like,
yeah, they're very uniform.
Uniform, that's what I mean. Like, the way, like, everything's super in a row, organized. What's the other? Yeah, we said it. That's what it is.
Should we play GoldenEye? Do you still play that shit?
I would play it.
I'm playing it again.
I could be Boris.
I'll be Odd Job.
I'm invincible. Dude, that's my favorite James Bond.
Yeah, I don't like it when people shit on it because it's like a time capsule of like 90s developmental.
It's best one, in my opinion.
It's so fun. I'm replaying it now. I'm on the jungle level.
Mean the game? Yeah, I meant the movie in general, but the game is a... Dude, the game
Brother,
is...
Brother, anyone that's talking about GoldenEye, they're talking about the fucking
I
game,
I know, but
baby.
I meant... I thought you... Like,
no, the
I know, I knew
fine.
You meant... I knew when we said Boris, we were talking about the game. The game is the... Dude, that's like... Before Halo, it's GoldenEye.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what it was.
It goes GoldenEye, okay. Doom.
You're right.
Quake.
Like Turok's in there. So, not really,
Turok
but you know what
like,
I mean? That's
like,
not like epic like,
like yeah.
that. But it's.
But I'll say like in terms of like innovating shooters, it starts with Doom because it introduced like real LAN multiplayer.
100%.
Quake introduced that to the internet and like actual tournaments. And then I would say GoldenEye brought it to like the N64 in a way.
That was the first split screen co-op, all four people sitting down shooting each other.
And then it kind of transcended. And then I would
Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike was a big one, especially for computer users.
Yep, yep. PC, then, it's yeah, still being used. Now.
Halo, and then Halo, yep, Halo, yeah. Halo was able to like fucking
Call of Duty
set the yada, precedent yada. With Xbox, and then like yeah, it was Call of Duty, Fortnite, and then there's like Fortnite yada, yep. and all that shit.
Sick, dude.
Real little timeline, dude. Real nice 30-year yeah. capsule of everything.
Those are prominent ones.
I used to play Doom on LAN, dude. Back in
dude,
the day,
Doom was
as a kid.
So sick. I remember the minigun.
Yeah.
Like getting and the BFG was so fun, dude. I loved
Duke. I played Duke on a LAN.
Yeah, dude.
Shit.
Shake it,
Duke
baby.
Three. Yeah, wanna dance.
Give her
damn
a
it. Duke rocks, dude.
It was those were mad fun, dude. They yeah. had such the thing about Duke, I wish Duke Nukem they could make into like an animated movie or something because
they
that
could
would be so much
they
fun.
Could reboot the franchise and just have them like displaced in time.
Yeah.
Explain like why he has like that 90s fucking yeah. and like if anything. It's even better because now it can be like played up for like the nostalgia of it, yeah. where he's from an alternate 90s or something.
They also remade that game, and it was one of the worst games ever.
Duke Forever?
Yeah, allegedly.
You didn't like it?
Allegedly,
you
is
ever
one of the
worst.
No, they said it's one of the worst games of all time.
I got it on Xbox. We'll load it up.
The one from the 360 or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be terrible, bro.
Yeah, it don't is.
So, but the other ones, I feel like they should reboot them like the way they did Doom. Doom Eternal?
They have a remastered Duke Nukem 20th Anniversary Edition.
Interesting.
It's not bad. It's on Xbox, dude.
No. Maybe I'll check
Switch,
it out.
Dude.
Fighting the pigs, dude.
Yeah, the pig cops.
I love the I like the aesthetic of it.
It's a fun
badass.
One. Yeah,
that really. And Serious Sam are very similar,
yeah.
in my opinion.
Yeah. Those early build engine games, baby. Yeah.
Anything where just a guy goes and shoots monsters, I'm there, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you ever play Borderlands? You fuck with Borderlands?
No, I did, but I couldn't. That's another one, similar to Fallout, I didn't understand it when I played it. I bet you if I played it now, I'd have more fun.
Yeah.
Because when I first played those games, I think I mentioned it, it was hard for me to actually focus on talking to people. It's like, I just want to shoot. I didn't understand talking to people and all that shit. It's like, did not have, had legit too much ADD for that. And now, I'm super into it. I got fucked in Fallout, by the way.
What'd you do now?
They lost my guns.
Gave it all to that guy.
And then he got knocked out, and I think all the guns fell when he got knocked unconscious.
Let's go back to where he was knocked unconscious.
I don't remember when, and I'm hours and beyond that.
It's
hours.
Gone. You'll never get it back. You just upgrade the shit you have.
I know, man.
You need to build up that skill anyway, dude.
I got fucked, dude. It was good guns, too. It wasn't like an assault rifle. It was like the assault rifle with a name. Like Annabelle was the name of the rocket launcher.
You can name any of the guns.
No. No, it was different. Anyway, so I haven't gone back since then, but I will. But I'm very...
You got to complete it.
It hurt me, dude. It hurt my ass so hard. Anyway, shout out Fallout New Vegas. I'm loving it. It might be just as good as, if not better than Fallout 3. I just don't
Ooh.
Know. I'll let you know when I finish.
It's getting there, and then you got to play 4.
I know, and everyone says that one's the very divisive one. But
it's
we don't.
Not bad, dude. It's,
we'll see when
gotta
we get
know
there.
What, you got to know what your expectations are if you want to have a fun game. It's definitely a little more looter shooter-esque, but there's still RPG elements. Maybe not as much freedom as, say, New Vegas, but that's not to say it's not an unfulfilling story.
Yeah, I'm going to do an evil run in New Vegas one time, too.
What? Alexander.
I know.
Goodness gracious.
Seems like it'd be pretty easy.
Well, I mean, like, is there any such thing as, like, it being evil, or is it just the product of the environment you're in?
It's true.
Yeah.
Just choosing, though, to side with the Legion off-riff.
You can, like, give out, like, one of your followers as a slave to them, too. It's pretty sick, dude. The game rules.
You know, see what we can do, man. We'll see.
They truly thought of everything.
We'll see what happens soon. We'll see.
Damn.
I'll keep you posted, because right now I'm pretty noble. Pretty noble.
Oh, you're a good guy. Savior of the wasteland?
Yeah, I got to that mission where the Cass is like, I think these people are screwing up my caravan, mm-hmm. and you can choose to kill them both or not. And I did kill them both, but then I was like, wait, there's got to be a way to do this where no one dies, and I did that. But I kind of wish I killed them. But then I had infamy with the NCR, and I don't know if I can put up with that. You know?
Uh-oh. That's going to be tough, baby boy.
Anyway, that was that.
NCR infamy gained.
Yeah. A lot of nonsense. Yeah, man. I don't know. Things moved smooth. We're working regularly again. So I can buy snacks again when I'm out and about.
You buy snacks. You can get the new Xbox.
I'm working on that.
You'll never get it, dude. You'll never be able to do that, and you'll never play that new Warhammer Space Marine.
I do
want to
play the Warhammer Space Marine.
You'll never be able to play
it,
dude. You know they're removing it from the fucking shop.
You're just a liar, dude.
No, they're saying, like, you know, you can have...
They wouldn't
physical,
do that.
They're saying physical copies will still be in circulation. But, yeah, I think it's... I don't know, some kind of, like, fucking deal with their contract or whatever.
You never played Dishonored 2, right? Or Dishonored?
I have it, but I never played it.
The fuck, dude? Go play that.
Why?
Because if you like Fallout and all that... In fact, it makes me, now I'm thinking about it, I want to go play those. If you like that, it's, like, not as freeing because it's kind of in, like... They're more linear levels. They're in, like, a city block.
Okay.
You can explore, you know, where it... But it's like that with Bioshock powers.
Bioshock.
It's Assassin's Creed and Bioshock combined.
Assassin's Creed and Bioshock.
Yeah.
In one game.
It's the best.
All right.
Like, you can... You know how in Bioshock you could shoot people with, like, bees?
Yeah.
In this, I think it's not crows. It's, Fuck, dude. What is it? Rats.
Whoa.
You make rats come out of the ground, and they'll eat the people. Or you can blast them with air. A bunch of other... You can, like... pause time, run around, stab like five people, and then take the time off, and they all fall over. It's fucking sick. All
right, I'll play it.
It's amazing, dude.
I'm in.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
I'd start in the first one's great, second one, even better somehow.
Whoa. Yeah. And then what about the last one?
Last one's really good, but it's the DLC. It's, you know.
Okay.
It's like it's like a 2.5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's still good. But
I'm in.
You got to stick with the first two. They're amazing.
As soon as I finish Perfect Dark and GoldenEye.
You know what the animation style is like? Time Splitters.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, those were the funnest games, dude. Time Splitters. I beat that game like 100 times.
You'll never beat it.
Okay. I'll never beat it?
Yeah.
I did beat it, Joe.
Yeah, right, dude.
I found the Time Splitter in... I played it so much, I found the Time Splitter in Siberia.
What?
Yeah.
No one's ever found that one. It's impossible. You probably use like a Prima strategy guide.
Oh, fuck me. Ow.
What happened, Sully?
Ooh, I saw
Heretic.
Were you
bit by a dog?
Ooh, I did shrooms with Dane.
Whoa,
yeah.
Man. Fucking shrooms,
yeah,
man.
He tried to make a move on me, and I
did
was
he
like,
really?
Dude, get
what
away,
a faggot, dude. He would do that.
Didn't.
Fucking poison somebody. Literally poison. That's what shrooms are. Fucking poison, dude. That's like you're literally having... A reaction to poison when
dude,
you eat shrooms.
We ate shrooms, and we smoked a bunch of weed, and we went to Heretic, and we were going up the escalator to go to this movie, and it hit us on the escalator, and we were just laughing at nothing. And then we went to see Heretic, went to Heretic, ruled, by the way. Pretty good movie. Pretty predictable. Very above the... You know it's going to happen.
I would not want to be... Watch a scary movie on shrooms.
Apparently, I could do it. Dude, I had a whole, like, in my head before, I was like, this is probably not a good idea, but just so you know, you're feeling good, and this isn't real.
Why
so,
wouldn't you watch, like...
That's what, yeah.
I would watch The Good Robot if I was going to watch any movie on shrooms.
The Wild Robot, yeah.
Yeah, that one looks like fun.
We went and saw Heretic.
That's, like, crazy. You would do that, dude. At least,
dude,
like...
And it was just... what's his name? Hugh... Not Hugh. Is it Hugh?
Yeah, it's Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant just being like, God, it isn't real, okay? And I'm going to kill you the whole time. And I was just like... But I believed him because I was like, yeah, I don't believe in God. So the whole time I was laying there being like, these are good arguments.
Do you believe in God now?
No.
Why not? After doing shrooms, don't you see the beauty of the world?
Honestly, I really did like it. I split an eighth with... I believe that's what we had him in gummies form. So, you know, give
that's
or take.
Cute.
But, yeah, I know. I didn't have the real ones.
Yeah, you got to really fucking rip, dude.
I know. And but we, dude, we were chilling. And then after, we met up with Riad Carroll and that French broad,
yeah.
Tori.
Yeah.
And she took us back to her apartment and gave us more shrooms. It was a really good night,
oh,
dude.
Shit. So you probably had closer to an eighth.
Dude, yeah, she gave me two chocolates. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Give or take again.
And I heard you got like naked and danced
okay,
in front of her.
Okay, that's not happened. That not happened.
Riad said you took off all your
no.
clothes except your underwear.
Oh, and I ran in the street and ate. No.
And you were like running around and like shaking no. and gyrating.
Their roommate, though, gave me two edibles and smoked me up on two joints. And
why?
This is at like 3 a.m. I don't know, man. We were partying, dude. We
damn.
Were fucking like it was one of those nights where I was walking home and being like, I don't know how I'm functioning right now. because of how, like, you, I even drank a little too, so I'm like,
Salvatore.
You know, it's like triple blasted right now.
That's not how we, yeah, Sally.
Yep. Phil, good, what's his name? Phil
987.
No, the other one.
Godot,
yeah. He was with us. Shout out, Phil.
Right.
It's a good time, dude. It's a good time. We all were really looking forward to tag team and Tori, but she didn't want to do it.
Why not? Did you ask?
No, we didn't ask. Why not? That didn't happen. None of us were dug into it.
You should have been like, hey, bitch.
Shout out to Tori. She was really sweet.
You don't let me do drugs in your house and not expect something awful is going to happen.
No, we were not looking for that. I was
right. You were absolutely looking for it. Always looking
listen,
for
Joe.
It.
If
you're always saying like how you want to get some strange.
If a girl's offering, yes, but I was not looking.
You always go, Selly, Selly, hungry, hungry, nummy, nummy, eat them up.
Yeah, daddy wants some milk.
Jeez,
yum,
you're
yum.
Crazy, Selly. You're nuts, dude.
That's me, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah. I got to start bringing condoms with me everywhere.
Why?
Else.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be one of those guys that has a fucking condom in his wallet. You don't want to be that guy.
Not in the wallet.
Just like fucking be like, oh, hey, I got to pick up some condoms.
I think I have some stash in my bag.
Do you want to use some? We're trying to conceive, so I'm actually getting rid of my condoms.
Really, I would have asked you that.
I was about to ask to be the godfather of my child, and now I'm like really, really having second thoughts. I was like, perfect, an Italian godfather. It doesn't get any better than that. But now I'm having second thoughts, dude. I'm going to have to ask one of my other former podcast hosts to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Where Matt, are we at on time?
Matt just squishes the kids.
Matt, you fucking crush. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand his. Like, remember, Matt, don't touch the soft spot. His fucking thumb is still sad.
Oh, what?
What
it was mushy. I thought it was just
oh,
silly.
Oh, no, it's fine. Just put a Band-Aid over it.
The baby's just crying because Robbie's like, oh, gee, no. He's just doing impressions to it. It's like, ah! She's freaking out. Oh, shout out those two. I love them.
Yeah.
That's all love.
Nice, dude. Uh-oh, what's this little shit doing?
Yeah. I couldn't be a god. I don't even have siblings to be uncle. I'll never be an uncle.
Yeah, you'll never be anything,
unless
dude.
Unless I date a girl who is, you know, her.
The closest you're going to get is like
a married
if like
uncle.
If like, you know, we let our kids call you Uncle Sully just because we feel bad that you have no one.
Someone else does that. They say it's uncle and I'm like, "Yeah, I guess I'll be the uncle for this child." The Utes, dude. Yeah, I'm not. I'm a fun
you're
hang with the child, the children, yeah. But I only can hang with them for like
a little bit,
3 hours tops. Before
and then
I go.
You start getting tempted.
Yeah, to sell them into slavery.
You're like, all right, you got to get out of here. I can't be held responsible. I can't control myself a moment longer.
Last time I hung out with my fucking cousin's kids,
ooh.
And they're not his stepkids. They were like 10 and 8.
Step Sully, what are you doing,
dude? They went home, and I legit like. Crash, dude. I was like, I'm not meant to have kids. Like, I fuck that, dude. That's all your whole life?
Yeah.
Fuck that, brother. No thanks.
For better or worse, dude.
No, thank you. Hard pass. No, no kids for your boy, dude. I'm not ready. You need to make way more money, dude. You know what I mean?
Well, what if I told you I just got a huge inheritance?
Ooh.
Of $65 million.
Wow. I'd say just give me, pay for my rent.
Never, dude. But that's, would you be a slave for $1 million?
A slave?
Yeah.
For a million? That's not really slavery, is it? That's fucking. For a
all
million.
Right, 2 million.
2 million.
Ooh, this slave drives a hard bargain. But like when you look at it, it's like when you take into account like supplies and housing and food, a slave probably costs like a lot of money. A slave is a big responsibility, Sully.
You have to make sure they're healthy, so.
Damn, that would be fucking great, dude. Yeah, it's like I get my kid like a little slave to fucking, you know, teach him responsibilities and like the importance of feeding. It's like, all right, you can. He's like, I let my kid slave sleep at the foot of his bed. But eventually, like as the slave gets older, it's like, all right, he's got to go into the slave quarters with all the other slaves. And he's like, no, dad,
my friend. He's not your friend. He's a slave.
Friend. Lawrence is my friend.
Lawrence
Reese, that black guy. He'd be an awful slave, huh? Could you imagine that, dude?
I ain't doing that shit. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude, I got him out in the field. It's like, all right, Lawrence, I need you to fucking pick this corn.
Why'd you suck my dick?
Yeah, it's like, god damn. This ornery slave.
Lawrence. Lawrence leads a revolt, but he just watches because he's like, I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah,
man.
He rallies everyone.
Y'all crazy. I'm not saying what he would really say. Yeah. There's a few N-words Lawrence would sprinkle in there. Shout out Lawrence Reese.
R.I.P.
He's my, I guess, maybe by the time this podcast.
Probably, but by the time this podcast airs, he's already dead, dude. In Trump's America. He's what Trump would call a disruptor.
All the black comics are killed in Trump's America.
Yeah, like they start getting rounded up by Trump and by special police officers with like crazy fucking protective gear show up to open mics. Oh God. Start grabbing black people and just throwing them into the truck.
Ugh.
Would you hide them?
Sure, man. It'd be kind of hard because they're loud.
Really? Just put them in a dark room. All right, now no one smile.
No, no one smile. We can't put any movies on. We know you guys like to yell at the screen. Yeah. What is that? We should, honestly, I've never asked black people that.
They get scared.
No. I've never asked black
people
that.
Why they talk during a movie?
It's like, why culturally do you guys
get scared, Sally?
Yell at movie theaters?
Because the lights are off, they're scared, so they want to reaffirm that they're still in reality, dude. They get lost in the movie.
They literally, the darkness, they think
shit, man, I'm in the damn Shire. I knew I should have asked Shaniqua what that N-word was doing. I should have just gone for it. It sounded weird to say N-word.
Yeah, we could have bleeped it and been like, I guess
I know,
so.
I could have just said n***, dude.
All right, well...
Whoa!
50.
I don't care. Let him hear it, dude.
Alex, you can't do SNL because you were on a podcast with someone who said the N-word.
He said it. What'd he say?
Hey.
Don't
what can
worry,
you do?
Dude. I'll put in the effort to do a little editing. Did he just say what I think he said?
Dude, I was at Legion of Skanks the other night, and Zhao Ying Summers said the N-word in front of everyone.
Ooh,
like,
she's
times.
Hot, though.
She's hot, and she's
would
also...
Would you fuck her?
I would. I'd hopefully fuck that voice out of her, dude. That fake voice she does, which I'm
saying...
Who
cares, dude?
I think it's fake.
That's not the only thing fake on her, if you catch my drift.
Oh, tits?
Probably.
Maybe, I hope.
Asians don't come that large.
I beg to differ, brother.
You saw a big titty.
I've seen the best.
You're
tits
counting fucking Indians when you say
no,
that. Shut
best
up.
Best tits
dude.
I've ever seen ever were on a Chinese woman.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God.
Now that's a joke.
Here, never mind. I don't want to talk. I'll get too excited.
What, talking about your fucking Asian conquest?
Perfect.
What's her name?
No, your business, dude. Don't
Why not,
worry
dude?
About it,
dude? Is she a comic in New York?
She's not a comic.
Can I see her?
Yeah, you can see her.
Can you send me a picture?
Put her up here?
Yeah, put her up there.
No, dude. I want the internet to see her, dude.
No, don't worry. I'll find a photo.
It's my. You'll never
no,
find
her, No, don't
worry,
dude. I'll find it.
It's just you Google image Asian with big tits. Never. Genuinely, though. Honestly, and yeah, two women I've dated who are Asian have huge shit. Great tits.
Big a titty, dude.
There's something in the water, you know? The Godzilla radioactivity's got
big a titty, dude.
Perfect, too. Like, symmetrical, everything.
Big a perfect a titty.
Because sometimes you get tits where you're like, they come out and you go, wow, that was, your bra was really holding those together. And then some, you know. I just like symmetrical. You know what I mean? That's all I care about. I don't really care if they're one way or another as long as when they're together.
And
it's
they're
not
in your mouth.
Yeah, it's not like one's completely different than the other.
Have you made a sex tape with an Asian woman?
No.
Would you?
Yeah, I actually wanted to with the one I was talking about, but I thought it'd be inappropriate to ask her in the time we were
seeing
each other. You just throw
You just have her sign an NDA.
I used to have my podcast equipment in my mom's basement when I was living there with my mattress on the floor right next to it. And women would come over and have sex right in front of it.
Nice.
And would always ask, like, are you filming me? And I'd be like, no. And I wasn't.
And you're like, welcome to Sully's Plug Talk.
Well, I might as well have, yeah.
You might as well have.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You live and you learn,
yeah,
dude.
Man. I mean, you know, it's not... I think we have that in us because of American Pie, where we're like, you should hide the camera, but it's like, that's just illegal.
That's rape.
Yeah.
Honestly, can't like, they it. Should fucking, like, retroactively unenjoy that movie.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to address it in the next one.
If you've ever...
American Reunion was, like, fucking... How long ago was that?
It was, like 10
five?
Years ago. Me and my boy went and saw it. High as shit.
I think, like, they're due for another fucking American Reunion. Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
And that's going to suck. I think it's probably
American
like
3 Revival?
Years. No, it's going to be, like, another 20-year reunion.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like about their kids also like graduating and being in college. And but it's also like, I don't know. It's just different now. Sex, like, well, now, like, kids don't even want to have sex.
Allegedly.
They just want to vape and fucking jerk off.
The, oh, fuck, you got me with the American, fuck, you threw me off.
Sorry, Zoe.
American Pie, sex thing, shaming the, fuck, something, oh. Filming, you know why I know all this stuff's wrong though? Because, which is, I don't know if this is abuse or not. I don't think it is. My mom's not like, you know, an abuser, but it's, would you watch SVU with your mom?
We would. We watch Homicide, Life on the Streets.
My mom and I have watched thousands of episodes of SVU together.
Yeah.
Specifically SVU. I mean, all the Law and Orders, but SVU was was the best and is on a lot. And let me tell you, my friend, I know how to not rape. It's pretty easy.
No, your ego would get the best of you.
Yeah, you think so?
You start writing notes to the police taunting them. I'm always one step ahead of you.
And it's because of, you could tell Benson I said thanks. Yeah. Hey. Stabler and Benson and Ice-T.
Here's another.
And the comedian.
Here's 10 bucks for the writer's room. Tell Wolf the next round of coffee's on me.
Yeah, dude, there was a lot of that, though, in SVU when it was like, oh, you were filming girls, and they didn't know, and it's like, yeah, but it's not a big deal, and it's like, it is a big deal. You're in trouble forever. And it's like, it was, yeah.
That's why I always say, smile, baby. And then and they're always like, ooh.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you going to post it? And I'm like, yeah, on my YouTube channel.
Yeah. Maybe you are right about the sex thing, though, because every young kid who I run into whenever I'm talking
rape.
Like, rape with them, specifically, when I'm talking rape.
Talking shop, as we will, in the green room.
But no, if I'm ever like, yeah, I hooked up with a chick, if I say something like that, they're like, consensually, I hope, and I'll be like, what? Yeah.
It's like, I said I hooked up. It's like, if it wasn't, I would have said I raped a woman.
But I've had it happen numerous times with, like, a younger kid. I'm like, why do you do that? And they're like, I'm just, like, being, you know, making sure. I'm like, why? What do you mean, though? Like,
Is it that Kit guy you're always complaining about?
I'm not complaining about Kit. Kit's just a funny guy.
Was he the one that asked if it was consensual?
No, but it might have been, now that I think about it, but I don't think it was.
Did you? But was it consensual?
It's always consensual.
Not always. You would tell me stories. Come on.
I would tell you stories.
You tell us a tale.
I show up you and Kelly. I'm like, guys, these girls just don't get it, dude.
I did it. It happened again.
I'm in, and then they're like, what are you doing?
Joe, Kelly, it happened again.
No,
I want a chicken parm.
Yeah? You can get food after this if you want.
Don't relax, Sal. Relax. I was trying to make plans. Damn you.
Yeah, so don't film the girl when she's not looking, even if you come in your pants prematurely. That's the only thing that sort of saves that movie, is that Jim ends up being the fool.
Yeah, he comes in his pants.
Yeah. Like, they
have you ever come in your pants before you could perform?
We talked about this, and yes.
I have, too, dude. Have. It happens to the best of us, and it's like, oh, you're so beautiful.
It wasn't that. It was worse than that. I told you, it was like during my incel hardcore period of, like, no sex. Unwanted, not sex. You know what I mean? Like, wanting sex and just
not to get it to nanny.
Well, like, not trying either, but, like, just not doing nothing. Like, nothing for the almost 2 years. It was not good. And then I was at a bar, Chicago Sam's. I don't know if it's Chicago Sam's anymore, but it was also Rookies. It's in Cromwell. Everyone knows where this one is if you're from Connecticut. Anyway, dancing with a girl.
Ooh, grinding. Very
grinding hard.
Ooh, I can feel
it. And yeah, it just, dude, it went, it went bad, and I just straight up came in my pants.
Nice. Dude, women like it. They think it's complimentary.
Dude, it's just so embarrassing. I went in the bathroom, and I like had a like, this is you moment. You know what I mean? Like, this is what you do type thing, like to yourself. I was like, this is what I do.
Did it look like
you
pissed yourself? The volume of cum was so.
It was bad. Yeah, it was not good, dude. It was like through, it was so bad, dude. It was so embarrassing, and I was laughing so hard at myself. Like, because you're embarrassed, but you're also like, Why did you just come? You're not
you
mad.
You can't be that mad.
You can't be that mad. You're like,
oh, that I felt great.
It felt good, and it was, but you're like, this is embarrassing because you're also like, this isn't how it's supposed to happen.
But sometimes women like it if, like, you're about to come, if you, like, grab them and, like, press your fucking little dick, like, to their ass. And so, like, they could feel like your dick pulsating. Sometimes women like that, though, dude. I don't know. I just read blogs.
Yeah, dude, some girls. I had a girl one time.
There you go.
She just was, like, we were making out and hooking up, and we were, like, going to do stuff, and she was, like, stop. She's like, all I want you to do is jack off, like, in front of me. And I was like,
yes, ma'am.
I was like, but, like, and do what? And she's like, you can, like, come in my mouth. And I was like,
nice.
Done, dude. Ruled. I'm not going to lie.
Fuck
it,
yeah, dude.
It ruled. I didn't think I'd like it half as much as I did. And I was like, it ruled so hard.
Nice.
It was a good time. Did not expect any, like, when she left, I was like, that kind of was, like, just as good as fuck. Not,
it's better than fucking.
It was like it was just a different experience.
It was a better experience, an upgrade.
Yeah, she was cool. She's a big girl, too.
Ooh, yeah. Nice little chunker.
She's
nice
cool.
Little chunker for
herself. She catfished me. Rightfully.
Yeah.
Yeah. I showed
like
up to
the picture, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see you. And then
we matched on Tinder, and she was like, she's cute. And then when I showed up, I was like, looking a little, those pictures now look a little angly, if you know what I mean. I look a lot, very
what
good.
What can you do, dude?
Very good. And I looked at her, I said, you know what? I'm already here.
My cockaroo.
This was at the end, dude, of the 2 years. I said, you know, it's been almost 2 years, brother. You need to stop getting on your high horse. Let's just see if this girl's cool. She was.
Nice.
Good times.
And then you came.
I did.
Nice.
Good times.
You know what's better than coming?
What?
Getting high on edibles.
Ooh, and you know where you can get high on edibles.
Huh?
Dream Sheets, NYC. Right? Is that the thing?
That's
yes.
It, baby.
You should follow them on Instagram, guys. And if you're ever in the city, they got edibles, flower, and what was the other thing?
Concentrates.
Yes. Is it that? Wait, is it? It's edibles.
You can do this.
God damn it. Is it? Is
edibles,
it the concentrates?
Flowers.
And dabs. Is it that one? I thought it was one.
Vapes.
Those are the maybe it was the vapes.
Don't worry
no,
about it.
Either
edibles
way,
is the most important.
Edibles is the most important. I think that's the three I'm blanking on. Sorry. This is what happens when you try Dream Treats. But they got really good edibles, which are chocolates, gummies, and Rice Krispie Treats. That's what I'm thinking of. Sorry. It's all weed stuff. Anyway, got off on it. Anyway,
yeah.
Tell them, if you DM them and tell them Sally sent you, you get like a percentage off or something.
Maybe even a little extra treat or something. Yeah. Anything's possible.
And I highly recommend the edibles. Like I said, they helped me out a lot when we had them. We got to re-up on
that. And Dream Treats, he always supports like local comedy.
Yep.
They're always out and about at various events.
Yeah, I ran into him in the on the street like a week ago, and we smoked a joint really quick, and then I went on my way.
Solid,
I was so happy.
Solid guy. So
very nice.
Supporting
guy.
Dream Treats, you're supporting local New York businesses. You're supporting local New York comedy. And most of all, you're supporting your own mental health and well-being because getting high fucking rocks.
Yeah.
And everything else is fucking awful.
Yeah.
Sally, where can we see you?
Dude,
what do you got coming up?
Brother, I actually... if you're in Connecticut or anything, November 30th, I'm doing a show in Middletown, Connecticut. It's at... I think it's like the Way Station or something. But it's on Main Street, Middletown, November 30th. It's a Saturday. It'll be a lot of fun. It's me and Ryan Peterson. I actually need a feature to come down
for
that,
too. Oh, my God. It could be anyone, dude.
It could be anyone. So we'll see. I would offer you. I'm going to already be in Connecticut.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I hear you.
That
it's
really
impossible for me to go out.
Yeah, I mean, well,
and you know Ryan Skangley, dude.
He's already there, yeah.
He's already there because that's where all those fucking elementary schools are.
That is true. And that's where he's wanted.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'd say keep an eye out for my other podcast, but I still haven't learned to edit yet. So until then, Yes Events is on hiatus, but
you got something better, baby. Don't
this has been fun. No, it's been, and it's still keeping the Yes Events YouTube channel alive. It's not like those people aren't getting the podcast they would probably regularly get. So
you still get content. That's all that matters.
And, so just guys, just follow this podcast. Tell your friends about it. Subscribe to the YouTube. We're going to start uploading it more on
the
RSS feed.
I'll take care of that.
And we'll create an Instagram and we'll do clips at some point. We're both lazy.
Yeah, honestly. If we get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, we'll be able to do live shows and live streams and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Too,
well, we're at 50, by the way. And that's with, honestly, guys, that's with zero advertisement, except for like once a week we say, hey, check out the new episode.
Every once in a while, yeah, we try to, but we are trying to grow the channel.
Yeah, so if anyone who's listening this long, just tell people about it. We appreciate it. I don't know what else to do. I'm sure. We're both trying to get on bigger podcasts when
we
can.
We can post on Reddit, but that's such a gambit.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we'll
figure it out.
But guys, just tell your friends, please. You Gourmaniacs, unite, as they always say.
Oh, yeah, dude. You heard the man. All right, folks. That's been our podcast. Thanks so much for your support. Support Dream Treat. Support local New York comedy. And we'll see you next week.
See you, nerds.